You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
That's right, it's the Britpop Show, and welcome back. And firstly, well done on remembering it's a Monday, because we're in that strange time of year where nobody knows what time of day it is, or even what day of the week it is. So well done for remembering it's a Monday, and if you, and as your recompense, if you message the studio, you're almost certainly going to get a song played. So you know what to do. Just smash the button and message the studio. But before we get into that frivolity, we need to remember that just before Christmas, we had the sad funeral of Manny. And so there's only one way we can start the show this week.
From the 1990s.
ages since you left. I'm sorry for what I've done. Why did you go? Why did you go? Have you ever had a broken heart? Have you ever lost your mind? Have you ever woke up screaming 'cause you're so lonely you could die? Why did you go? Why did you go? I'm lonely, baby. Cry, cry, cry. Cry, cry, cry. I'm gonna cry myself blind. Cry, cry, cry. Cry, cry, cry. I'm gonna cry myself blind.
That was, of course, the Stone Roses, followed by a little bit of Primal Scream, and we all know why. Sad times, sad times. But let's move on to the fact that we are now between Christmas and New Year, and so we're looking back at what happened at Christmas, and we're looking forward to the next New Year. But we're living in the bubble of 30 years ago, because we're living in the Britpop bubble. And so I'm imagining that actually it's the end of 1995, and we're looking back at what's happened this year in terms of music. Now, there was obviously a load of rubbish out there, like Take That, and, of course, Robson and Jerome, but there was other stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
dressed up for fame, riding her perfume downstairs. Makeup like glue, she danced round the room to the sound of her corduroy flares. Let's go to town, taxis all round, we could stop for a couple of beers. He looks at it all, stifles a yawn, she tries not to look like she cares. What do I do now? Are we going under? What did I do wrong? I thought we had it sorted out the other day. Maybe I'm just stupid, but we try again. No one told me it was raining. She'll wake up alone. What do I do now? Are we going under? What did I do wrong? I thought we had it sorted out the other day. Maybe I'm just stupid. Can't we try again? No one told me it was raining.
In case you're late tuning in, this is the Britpop Show and that was Sleeper. And we're looking back to 1995 because that was 30 years ago and all of the songs from that brilliant year. And we didn't, like 1995 was a great year for Britpop. 96 was as well. We didn't know what was just around the corner, did we?
You're listening to the Britpop Show on Cotswold Radio. Songs that smash you in the face.
Life was give us power. Then what came I made? What price now? For a shallow piece of dignity, I wish I had a bottle.
This is the Britpop Show, and you are listening to me going running through the 1995 best of. I say best of; it's just a random list that I'm just running through. Why not? If there's anything you want to play, it doesn't need to be 95. Any requests you want to make, any shout outs, let me know. Otherwise, let's carry on with our 1995 list, and it includes Menswear.
You're listening to the Britpop Show on Cotswolds Radio. Songs that smack you in the mouth.
Shifting, gently drifting in your arms. I'm quietly breathing, silent dreaming, thinking, yearning, hoping for a better journey, understanding what I'm planning. You're so blind, you flounder, drowning. Moving closer, floating over. Seat of colour, feeling lighter, darker, brighter. Consciousness begins to falter. Holding you, I start to wonder. Pull you out or drag you under. Breathe deeper, daydreamer. Slowly shifting, gently drifting. Dreaming, thinking, yearning, hoping for a better journey, understanding what I'm planning. You're so blind, you flounder, drowning. Breathe deeper, daydreamer. Darker, brighter, consciousness begins to falter. Holding you, I start to wonder. Pull you out or drag you under. Breathe deeper, daydreamer.
Hits from the 1990s. We'll be right back.
Difficult second album, not for Echo Belly. Their 1995 album, second album, On, was probably the peak of their powers. Love a bit of Echo Belly. I'll tell you else who was operating at the peak of his powers around 1995, and that was Paul Weller. Halfway through the show, and it's probably time to ask you whether you had a nice Christmas. I hope you did. I had a message from Ben on X, or Twitter as it used to be, over Christmas. And he said, Merry Christmas from rainy California, because that's the spread of this show. We go all across the globe. He says, looking forward to my regular dose of Britpop in 2026. Would appreciate another episode where you play current bands influenced by the 90s. I assume the Oasis resurgence will only increase this trend. Anybody, please let me know if you've got them. Anybody thinks of any bands that think, do you know what, they nowadays they'd be called Britpop if only they were back in the 90s. Let me know. In fact, tag me up. They can hit me with some of their songs and we can play them on an episode in 2026. I promise, because Ben has asked and I will deliver. Anyway, back to 1995.
Just do what it please.
together.
Now, I bet you don't know the answer to this question. What album in 1995, March 1995, there's a big clue, became the fastest selling UK album since Oasis's Definitely Maybe the year before and held on to the title until the Arctic Monkeys' Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not in 2006, which annoyingly next year is going to be 20 years old. So if you feel old listening to these from 30 years ago, how old does that make you feel? Anyway, what's the answer? The answer is, of course, Elastica's debut album. We'll be right back.
the 1990s.
With 20 minutes to go, we're rattling through the songs, but I can already see that there's going to be some artists who are very disappointed, and I'm looking at you, Pulp and Cast. But I can't, you know what, the way I go, I don't always play all of the massive ones that everybody likes. Sometimes I play some slightly off-the-wall ones, and have been throughout the show, but Radiohead's not one of them. What an album. We realised at the time how good it was, but then next year they're going to do something even better, potentially, controversially. Right, August 95 was dominated by Blur and Oasis, and had they done this for the Blur and Oasis head off, then it would have been a very different outcome, I think.
Cynic, but my my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, it preys on him. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jory. Touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking back. It's a helping hand that makes you feel good as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy for the pain that haunts. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. She comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
To the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had. About you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe
the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light
originally called Wishing Stone, because a girl he took back to his room had a stone and wanted him to have it. That's Noel Gallagher. Anyway, Gene, they're back. Gene are back touring, and they have songs that sound a lot like this.
To cool off, how can
I just had a message in from Steve Patrick. He says, Mrs. P, having taken to bed early with a frightful cold, is leaving me to enjoy the Britpop show. Top tunes this evening. I think you mean top tunes from 1995, Steve. Anyway, what band waits until their fourth album before naming that fourth album after their own band? And also, it's surprising to me that The Charlatans, which is the answer you were reaching for, it surprises me that by 1995... it was their fourth album. These guys have been around forever and continue to be around forever. This is Just Looking. That's it for 1995, which just leaves me to say Happy New Year to all the listeners and quite literally see you on the flip side.